Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, Labor Day weekend, of course, lots of people on the road.
I can tell you one thing. The Berkshires are filled with people. It's good for the town of Great Barrington, I can tell you. It's wonderful to see all these people getting the last bit of summer in, if they can. Great for the economy, great for upstate New York. We're about to go into a different time. The leaves come next, and that's also great. And people come, and you see all the big tour buses, and the restaurants are filled. And then after that comes the tougher days, and everybody knows it. So it is a terrific moment to sort of crescendo and end the summer with.
And keep it safe.
Absolutely. You know, David, I was coming home the other night at 65 miles an hour. People were passing me and weaving and bobbing and ducking. And you really wonder what it is in the human psyche that makes people behave like idiots on the road. We know that we can cut down on traffic deaths. We see right now people trying to figure out how to stop the texting while driving. There was a new piece in the paper that said you can get into trouble just by texting somebody you know that can be driving, and you can be arrested for that. Well, I doubt that that's really going to happen. But certainly every technique that can be used by law enforcement, because a second of distraction can mean your life.
We turn to the international scene where it is very serious, and we see this morning's headlines in the New York Times, Obama set for limited strike on Syria as British vote no.
Well, I think Obama should understand this. Cameron, yesterday, after he suffered this crushing defeat, asking his house and his party, and the party that started the last one, the Labour Party, the Conservatives are in control right now, everybody ganged up on him. He only lost by 13 or 14 votes. But still, it is interesting that after Iraq, after Afghanistan, there is not a taste for this. And I don't think there's a taste for it in this country either.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, have a great holiday weekend.
And you too, David. I notice you have a little bit of a cold, and I suggest some hot tea and, you know, some vapor. And, you know, this is when we begin to see the change in the weather.
Tea sounds delightful right now.